a bigger, a fatter korban Pesach, then bring the second one. Because the man, the shava b'shava, that's Rabbi Yosef's svarim, go after the first one. That's the svarim by Yosef also. So Rav holds like Rabbi Yosef. He also, since the first chatas lashem in the morning was the first one usable, so he holds balachayim en nidochim. So when the lazozel dies, true, it wasn't usable. Later you get another chatas lashem, another lazozel, it becomes usable again, so stick to the first one. That's Rav's svarim, like Rabbi Yosef. Omar Robus, Robus says, Deka Mastisa Kavosa the Rav, or Brysa Kavosa the Rav Yechanan. Our Mishnah's Mashem like Rav used the first one, and the Brysa holds like Rav Yechanan, no, use the second one. Mastisa Kavosa the Rav, where's the Mishnah holds like Rav? In the case we have two Chattis of Lashem, you're supposed to use the first one, and the second one you have to leave until it becomes a Balmum. Diktoni, the Mishnah says, Im Shel Shei Meis. Let's say the one of Lazozo, that's the Korban that died. So Mela Zer Sha'olav Olav Hagoro Lashem Yiskayim Tachtav. You have to make a new Goyrum, so the one that becomes a new Chatas Lashem, that's cheated the one you use. The Idach, the second one, Kedekoyi Koyi, the second Mashma, the second new one, the second Azazel, stays the way it is. The Kedekoyi Rosh says, B'dushosei, L'yamin Yitchem. Mashvidach means the first one, the first Lazozel, that stays the way it was, and that's the one you use. So Mashma, the first Lazozo, that's the one we use. We don't say Balachayim Nidochem. So it's a Raya to Rav. When you have two of them, you always use the first one. Braisa Kavosu Rav Yechidin. The Braisa is Mashma Rav Yechidin. No, you use the second one. Tiktoni, the Braisa says like this. Sheini, the second one, when you have two Chattises or two Lazozos, any day, I don't know, Im Sheini Shebzug Rishon, Im Sheini Shebzug Sheini, which one do we use from the first pair from the second pair? Kishuoy me yamid chai v'loy shechaver meis. Mash me yamid chai mean you use the one that's always usable. That's the second pair. V'loy shechaver meis. You don't use from the first pair since there it's chava died. So my mash, what's the raya? Yamid chai mashma v'loy shechaver omid. Not that it already was once usable and then became not usable. No, yamid chai mashma, this one is always usable. So it's right to Rabbi Yechonon that when you get a second Chatas Lashem, which one do we use? The second one. The second one is always called Yamad Chai, that's always usable. The Yoidom Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah says another Chiddush. The Yoidom Rabbi Yehuda, Nishpach Adam. Let's say the dam spills out. Nishpach Adam, in other words, again on Yom Kippur, you have your two goats. One is a Chatas Lashem, one is Lazozel. And you already shechted the Chatas Lashem and you had a Kabbalah Adam. Now afterwards, the dam spills out. So, you have to have a new korban. You have to make a new Chatas Hashem. So you can't just take a new seer for Chatas Hashem. You have to make a new goyrul. So, is Yishpach Adam? So, the Moral says it's a machlokes. Yes, Mishnah Yehuda says, Nishpach Adam Yomis HaMashtaleach. The Yehuda Shittur is in a case when the dam spills out, so you have to make a new goyrul. So he holds the first lazoz you can't use anymore. It has to go to Nisaz law. And you only use the second one. That's Rav Shita. That's Rav Yehuda Shita in the Mishnah. So what's Pshat in Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah? So Gemara says, the other Rav Yehuda, Nishpach Adam, in the case that the blood of the Korban Chatis, or the one of Chatis Lashem spilled out, is Yomus to Meshtaleach. The mate of it, the Meshtaleach, he can't use anymore, you have to let die. What about Mesa Meshtaleach? Let's say the Meshtaleach dies. So Rav Yehuda Shita is Yishpach Adam. You have to spill out the dam, you can't use it. You have to bring a new pair and make a new girl and use a new pair. But the first ones are no good. Because Nishtayim Rabbi Yechon, Nishtayim Kont Rabbi Yechon and Diyomar, Balachayim Nidochim, that he holds, that a Balachayim, when it's not Roy anymore, it remains Dochoy, Mishumachi Yomus HaMashaleach. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, when the first blood spills off, so you can't use the Mishaleach now, it became Dichoy, and it remains Dichoy Olam. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to kill it. Elo L'Rav Diyomar, Balachayim Nidochim, but according to Rav, it says no, a Balachayim is not Nidoch, that later when you make a new chattis, you're allowed to use the first lazozel. Amay yomus hamashaleach. Why do you have to have the first mashaleach die? For what purpose? You're allowed to use the mashaleach according to Rav. According to Rav, Rav says in the case where the chattis lashem died, or its blood spilled out, so true, right at that time the mashaleach is docha, you can't use it. So you have to bring a new pair, make a new goyrul, and the new chattis lashem you use. But which lazozel do you use according to Rav? He used the first lazozel. So why does Rav Yehuda say in the Mishnah you have to kill it? What do you have to kill it for? You could use it according to Rav. Say Nechanami, Omolok Rav, Rav answers you, Ali b'du Rav Yehuda lo k'amina. Avad, the Rav is not going according to Rav Yehuda. Rav is only going according to the Tanakhama. Ki Yamina, when did I say my halacha that Balachayim are not Nidokim? Ali but the Rabbanan, only according to Rabbanan. But Enechnami, Rav learns, that's good for the Machlekes in the Mishnah. Between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan say, even though the Chattis dies or the Chattis blood gets spilled out, so right now the Lazozel is not usable, wait, bring a new Chattis Lashem, and then you could use the first Lazozel. That's the Tanakhama Svara. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, that Balachayim on Nidochim, and you can't use it anymore. So Rav says, that's good for the Machlekes in the Mishnah. So Mar says, like this, Bishlei Malarav, according to Rav, it's very good. That's the machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Do you say balachayim are nidochim or they're not nidochim? So it's very good that Yehuda holds a balachay is nidochim. So once the chatas lashem spills out or it dies, the lazozel now is nidoch. You can't use it now. And since it's not usable now, you can never use it. Therefore, you have to let it die. Mashenka and the Rabbanan say no. Balachayim are not nidochim. So later, when you get a new chatas lashem, you're allowed to use the first lazozel. Elul Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon, it says no. Even according to the Rabbanim, that you also hold Balachayim on Nidochim, that you can't use the first one. You have to use the second one. So, but my pligi. So, what's the machlokes then, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakam in the Mishnah? Why does one say you have to be yomless, you have to kill it, and why does one say you're all Rashi is terrible? What's the machlokes then? So, my Rovo, Reho Harminon, Deka Mastisa Kavos the Rav. Enichnam, I already said one time already that our Mishnah is a raya to Rav. Our Mishnah comes a very good according to Rav. That Rav learns that's good for the machlokes of Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama holds balachayim and not nidochim. That's why you're allowed to use the first mishtaleich. And if Yehuda holds no balachayim and nidochim, that's why the first one is not usable anymore. That's why you have to kill it. Yeah. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. According to Rav, we understand the machlokes the Mishnah between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. The machlokes is, do you say balachayim on nidochim or not? Again, Rav's chiddush was that the Mishnah says when you have the moshul first on Yom Kippur, you have the two sirim, and you chose already one is the chatis and one is lazozel, and then let's say the lazozel died. So Gemara Mishnah says you have to bring another pair and make a new gerul and make a new chatis and a new lazozel. So that lazozel we use. Now the question is, we have two chatois, which one do we use? So Rav says we use the first one. That's what the Tanakhama holds. And if Yehuda holds no, you can't use the first one. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds balachayim manidochim. That means once it wasn't usable, you can't use it anymore. Now as soon as the lazozel died, at that time, the chatas lashem destroyed the chatas you can't use. You can't have one without the other one. So at that time it's not usable, that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita to say, it's posel yelim. The Gemara says, according to Rav, we understand what the machlokes is. Both Rabbi Yehuda Rabbon, Ella Rabbi Yechanan, but the kasha is according to Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan was the one that said no, that even according to the Tanakhama, we use the second chatas. In other words, again, the first pair of the lazozel dies. So you have to get a new pair and get a new lazozel that you use, but now you have a second chatas. So you have two chatois. So Rabbi Yechanan said, even according to the Tanakhama, which one do you use? You use the second one. The first one we don't use, even according to Tanakhama. So it comes out the first one Tanakhama also holds, that the first chatas you can't use anymore because it's nidochim. Since at the time when the lazozel died, it's not usable, you can't use it anymore. So that was the first machlokes then, that the Tanakhama holds nidochim, the first one you can't use. You only use the second one. And Rabbi Yehuda answered back and says, you know what, I'm also asking you can't use the first one, because if Yehuda already said he holds it, balachayim nidochim, but Yehuda had a bigger kiddush. If Yehuda holds, you have to kill it though. The Tanakhama says it's nidochim, but since it's a korban tibur, the klal is ain't korban tibur mesa. You don't have to kill a korban tibur. If Yehuda holds no, even though it's a korban tibur, but since it's a chatis like shekipu balehem, we're using another one to have the kapara. We can't use the first one. The first one is nidochim, so therefore the first one you have to kill. That's Rabbi Yehuda shita. So Mordechai asks the question according to Rabbi Yechanan though, but my pligi, what's the machlokes? In other words, the Mishnah says two cases according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah first says the machlokes is like we just said. Well, let's say one dies, so you make another two pair. Now it's a question, which pair do you use? So Rabbi Yechanan says you use the second one. The first one we don't use. So that was the first part of the end of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says another Kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda, that in the case, let's say with Nishpach Adam, we'll soon see what the case is, or else Mesa, he also says Balacham Nidochim.
The kasha is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, why do we need two halachas from Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah? Like, they're both saying over the same halachas. They're both saying over that balachayim anidochim, you can't use the first korban anymore, and you have to kill the first korban. So once Rabbi Yehuda said it already one time, why does he have to say it a second time for? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a kasha. So the Gemara Taka says, Ho'amrinam, we already said one time, that deka mastisa kabosid the Rav. The Mishnah comes out good according to Rav, and Elechanami. According to Rabbi Yechonon, it's not so good our Mishnah. I would soon see this kasha later on more better. Soon see. But let me more something like this. Tanan. The end of the Mishnah says then, not the end, but the Mishnah says, the Tanakam holds, Shein chata si b'mesa. In this case, where the first pair you had, two seirim, two goats, one was a chiyid, already chose the girl, one came out to be the chatis, and one came out to be la zozel. So then let's say that Lazozel died. So you only left with a chatas Lashem. It by itself you can't use. You have to have two. The Mishnah says, bring another two serum, another two goats, make a new girl, and choose. So the one that comes out Lazozel, that's the one we're going to use now. Now we have a Lazozel. But you have two chatas. You have this first chatas and a second chatas. So the Mishnah says, one of them you use. That was Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Do you use the first one, Rav says? And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, use the second one. But the Tanakhama says, what do we do with the other one, the second chattis, that we're not using? You don't kill it. You just have to yiror, let it pasture in the fields, until it gets a cut to become a bal mum, and then the kedushas aguf goes off it, then you're allowed to sell it. That's what the Tanakhama says. And why don't you kill this chattis? So the Mishnah says, the svar is, shein chattis si b'meisa. Since this chattis is the chattis at sibur, belongs to the korban sibur, it's a serizim, that using on Yom Kippur, it's a korban at sibur. Therefore, the din is you don't let it die. That's what the Mishnah says. Shein chatas si b'mesa. And on this, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to kill it, because even though it's a chatas at tzibur, he still holds the din of a chatas shekipur baleham is l'misozla. So Moram makes a deal, though, according to the Tanakhama, you don't kill it. Why? Because it's a chatas at tzibur. For the Gemara, it's a deal called the yochid ki agav n'mesa. Mashmano, if the korban would be a korban yochid, would be a private owner, then, when you have two chatois, so one you use, and the other one is called like a chatish, a kippur, a baleam, that the din should be lemisa. You should have to kill it. That's what Mashma for now Mishnah. So Gemara says like this, why? Bishle, mal Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I would understand why you have to kill it. Kill Rabbi Abba. Hatei Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Abba. Omer Rav. The Omer Rav. Rabbi Abba said over the name of Rav like this. Hakom.